Is to learn more, Neville, are by 1, self-study, 2, study buddies, 3, avoiding the algorithm.
Drink it up, beer, or a good scotch.
Salutations and greetings. This is Neville Mind Tricks, your friend in the Neville Sphere. Possibly a provocative title today. Am I the Lord of the SPs? Am I the Lord of the SPs? And short answer is yes. All right. The other day, Barbara and I were sitting around talking. And out of the blue, I told her, somewhat jokingly, somewhat seriously, I said, you're my reward for all the horrible relationships that I've been in with this kind of woman.
Right? And that's you. And that's you.
You know, and then, you know, we had our conversation. She kind of had a similar story. So I think we both kind of SP'd each other, if you will, as bad as that sounds. We SP'd each other. Now, if you've listened to my podcast for any length of time, or if this is your first lesson, or you're somewhere in between, not a big fan of most acronyms. SP is probably my least favorite acronym. But I am definitely the king of getting an SP. Now, there's always so many different you can have. I've been in several relationships in my adult life. There's always somebody different out there. Now, as a man, and from what the media provides us with and talking to men, definitely the ship has sailed with the golden age of dating, if you will. There was a time where women were, dare I say, more intelligent or not as brainwashed by society and the whole feminine, I mean, it's a movement that's not even worth pronouncing correctly. The whole feminist vibe deal. You know, all these women are non-committal. They have dogs that love peanut butter. And they think that one day, completely out of the blue, their knight in shining armor is going to swoop in when they're extremely damaged goods and treat them like a princess, if you will, for the rest of their remaining life. All right, am I the Lord of the SPs? I said yes. Now, Lord, kind of said that as an attention grabber. It's one of those pretentious words that really kind of just strokes the ego. But it goes back to these women that think they're so wonderful and really have nothing to offer besides what another woman has to offer a person in a relationship, besides things that you don't want to have that aren't favorable, that they've slept with every guy in any 5-mile radius in certain cities in the U.S. Yeah, run when you see something like that. That they've seen more rooster than a chicken farmer. Yeah, definitely not a plus if you want to be in a long-term relationship with someone and they've gone through more yards of you know what than say a football player that runs a lot of yards. But anyway, the point is most women I've noticed kind of they have this heightened sense of importance. They're all 10s. They're all beautiful. Now, if every woman is a 10 in a rating system, one being completely fugly and 10 being the most beautiful being that's ever graced the face of this planet. Now, if they're all 10s, by definition, aren't they all 1s also? So enough about women. I'm sure there's guys out there that don't really bring much to the table as far as relationships go. But as far as getting into a long-term relationship with a person that is compatible with you, I've done it. I'm living it now, as opposed to what you'll see out there from the myriad types of coaches. Most of them, some of them might say they have an SP, but what does that mean? The biggest thing I see is these women that, oh, I have an SP. No, you one night standed with a guy who had an hard problem and you were the easy solution. That's not an SP. That's very common and easy. You made a choice. That's pretty much it. And for a guy to say he has an SP, if you have a guy that says they have an SP or even uses that parlance, they got bigger problems if you pick up what I'm putting down. But you don't know. They could have a pen pal. They could have joined somebody's fan accounts and they pay extra money to have the girlfriend experience texting back and forth and they think that's an SP. So the moral of the story is I know how to get an SP. I know how to do it with the Neville way. An SP defined by however other people want to define that term. So I'll say it a better way. I know how to get into an ideal long-term relationship with your ideal someone. Don't want to use the word perfect because nothing is perfect except for these women that all think they're tens. They think they're all perfect, but that's why we want to avoid them. So if you want to learn how to get into a relationship from the self-proclaimed Lord of the SP, send me an email, nevillemindtricks@gmail.com. I charge $1,000 for a 30-minute course that'll teach you how to get your SP. And if you've paid someone else, if you've gone through other SP coaching sessions, that type of thing, and still don't have an SP, I charge $2,000. It is what it is. Live in the end, and until we hear again, dream better than the best. You know?
Stick to the Bible. All these are simply theories. Man-made theories for one purpose, to make a buck. It's cruel to say that, but I cannot let it go by. 99% of them are in it only for a dollar. Seems cruel, but I'm telling you what I know. I've gone through these many isms.
You said isms.